Okay, so madam, your name please.
I'm Sarah, and I play the character of Trinculo, who is the King Alonso's court jester.
And something a bit different, Wivenhoe's own take of The Tempest. So first of all, your name, madam?
My name's Pippa, and I played the part of Sebastiana, who's one of the baddies in the Tempest.
So Sebastiano did not appear in the original text. Should we try and clear this up?
Yes, originally it was Sebastian, but I think they wanted somebody slightly different. So, or either that, or they ran out of men characters.
So we've had the performances have just come to an end. It's the Sunday now. You've had your five runs. It's been, I know, a long experience, a very, I think, learning experience. Mm. Sarah, what kind of challenges might have you had initially? How did you overcome them, please?
Initially, it's the usual line learning, but actually it worked really well. I did most of my scenes with two characters, Caliban and Stefano, who were played by Brian Ford and Richard Edwardson. So we did sneak off in rehearsals if we weren't needed. We snuck off and practiced our scenes a bit more. And yeah, it was fine. Challenges here, I guess, were mosquitoes was the biggest challenge. Yeah. And just hoping that the weather stayed dry. But the whole run, we only had 5 minutes of rain on the Friday night. Mm. So apart from that, we were so lucky with the weather.
And Pippa, so you found yourself thrust upon stage. And so a challenge for you. What was your initial expectations as a challenge? And then how did that all play out?
Okay, well, my initial expectations was perhaps to help backstage, or can you have a backstage for an open air performance? I think you can. And so when I was offered the part of Sebastiana, my initial reaction was to say, I'll phone you back and then go and really think about it. But I really enjoyed it. Challenges were line learning mainly. But we also, there was a group of nobles, there were four of us, Peter North, Steve Fisher, me and Mike Mitchell, and we would have extra rehearsals in each other's houses, and so that way it made it really helpful and supportive, really, as a group.
And the final question, so Sarah, would you do this again?
Oh gosh, absolutely. We've already said to Sheila and Jan, who directed, we do not want them to wait another 8 years.
No.
So we're hoping, fingers crossed, that next year there'll be another open air Shakespeare in Wivenhoe.
And Pippa, any advice for budding actors or people that want to get involved in open air Shakespeare in Wivenhoe?
Yes, just do it. We had a wide age range of people, and I think it was probably 65 years from the youngest person to the oldest. And so it just shows that absolutely everybody can be involved and have a fabulous time.
I'm sure clarify that kind of age demographic didn't involve either of you two
no,
young
no.
ladies.
No, no.
Oh no, we fit somewhere in the middle maybe-ish.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.